Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure BioSpeed Clean Vacuum Cleaner. Save $200 on this powerful vac that doesn't have a cord and is bag-free. To save an additional $20 with free shipping, put in code word HOWIECLEAN at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Greetings, everyone. My name is Dr. Tony Fauci, and I'm the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. And I'm here to talk to you today about the Delta variant that causes COVID-19.
We're going to die. It's every man for himself.
This is Guy Dad of his league, honestly.
My message is I stopped listening to him a long time ago.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Police Chief Murray of the Baltimore, Police Chief Murray, Police Chief Murphy, Paul of Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I just can't seem to get the hang of this game.
You're doing fine, you're doing fine.
I'm a whiz at casino and goldfish.
Don't leave, you're getting hot, Murray.
I gotta go. I gotta find my badge.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We're sold out of the cheap bastard deal for Aviva Trattoria. And we thank everybody who bought the gift certificates. And we hope to see a lot of you down tomorrow when we're in Wrentham, Massachusetts. Grace and I will be doing our shows live from the Aviva Trattoria down there. It's off of exit 36. That's the Patriots Stadium exit off of 495. Very easy to get to from the highway. And we'll be there. And call ahead. You don't have to call ahead for a reservation, but it probably helps. They've already got about 100 people, 100 reservations. Get a free book. Get your picture taken with me and Grace. Enter raffles to win other prizes. We're going to have a good time all day long. Time now for the Chump Line.
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. The folks in the community will be happy to know that the sales tax is different than COVID. It will take part of the summer off, but it will surge back this fall because there's no vaccine for the sales tax, other than going to New Hampshire.
Who thinks the legislature is actually going to repeal the sales tax for 2 months? Give me a break. Why doesn't he do something that he could actually accomplish, like ending the scam with the Transportation Climate Initiative? The last state in the region, in the Northeast region, that's into this grift is Massachusetts. And he won't give it up. He wants to raise the gas tax from 24 cents to 62 cents. But he comes out, you know, it's like that song, Maggie's Farm. I keep coming back to that, Taylor. He hands you a nickel. He hands you a dime. He asks you with a grin if you're having a good time. It's a shame the way he makes me scrub the floor.
Howie, Sheldon Whitehouse calling. Look, we have an extremely diverse group of people in our club. They're bankers, they're lawyers, they're doctors, they're businessmen. Some are fat, some are short, some are tall, some are skinny, but they're very diverse.
Yeah, some of them went to Brown, some of them went to Harvard, some of them are Unitarian, some of them are Episcopalians. A couple of the low-rent types are Congregationalists. We got all kinds of people in here. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, reminding you that, just like COVID, the need for blood donations never takes a holiday. Right now, New England is facing an unprecedented shortage of all blood types, and the need has never been greater. Donating blood is what needs to be incentivized.
If Kamala Harris wants to know what the root cause of illegal immigration is, all she has to do is look in the mirror.
Yes, yes, as painful as that might be. You know, we're hoping for a lot of people to be down at Aviva Trattoria with Grace and I tomorrow in Wrentham. And people say, who's going to be down there? I can tell you one person who's not going to be down there, Kamala Harris. Because they don't have a Aviva Trattoria yet in El Paso, Texas.
Senator Whitehouse, more like Senator Whites Only.
Yeah. Senator White Robe. Senator White Hood.
The Spouting Rock Beach Association has posted its dinner menu, which consists of clan chowder, anything blackened with a side of toasted wasp, cancel corn, and blue blood blueberry parfait.
Oh, that's good stuff. I got to read the, I'll read you the update on Sheldon Whitehouse. Again, the guy, this is a guy who wanted to unleash the RICO statute on and prosecute people who disagree with him on climate change. He now says, number one, there's no discrimination at Bailey's Beach Club. And number two, I misspoke when I said there was, when I was talking to the reporter. And number three, I don't belong to the Bailey's Beach Club. But that's really what he's saying. That's what it, that was his excuse today.
An attack on variants is an attack on Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, I know. They're very angry about that headline in the Wall Street Journal today saying the Delta variant is not lethal or less lethal.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, Sleepy Joe's sending his favorite woke girl. This laughing hyena won't mention coyotes. She'll just blame Trump and the media will too.
Very good. You know, they, El Paso, isn't that Robert Francis O'Rourke's hometown? The Irishman known as Beto? Is he going to be there? Or is he too busy rounding up all the AR-15s?
From 6 foot lengths of chain to push-ups to F-15s and nukes. I'm seeing a pattern here. 50 years of empty threats from a hollow man.
Yeah. You know, how can they say that you can't... Biden said this yesterday. If you want to overthrow the government, you need fighter planes, F-15s, and you need nuclear weapons. And yet, he's the same guy who said that the quote-unquote insurrection on January 9th, because that's when he thinks it took place, not the 6th, January 9th was the greatest threat to the Republic since the Civil War, even though they didn't find any weapons and nobody was killed except for the unarmed Air Force veteran female protester who was shot in cold blood by a Capitol Police officer. Which is it? Is it easy to overthrow the government with people taking selfies in Nancy Pelosi's office? Or do you need nuclear weapons? It can't be both, can it?
How did Lawrence O'Donnell respond to the shark sightings near Cape Cod? Stop the hammerhead! Stop the hammerhead out there! Who's got a hammerhead?
You got that one ready there, Taylor? No, he doesn't. Taylor's working on Weekend Woke. You'll just have to remember that magic moment when Lawrence O'Donnell went crazy. He's one of the beautiful people. He went to Harvard. That's in the Poison Ivy League, you know.
Joe Biden here. Some doubt I put 1,000,000 miles on Amtrak. Well, let me tell you, after 180 years in this U.S. Senate, I got that done decades ago. No joke.
508 says, didn't Senator Whitehouse run for president in 2020 on the metric system? I'm sorry, you've got your Rhode Island blue bloods mixed up. That would be Lincoln Chafee. Not Sheldon Whitehouse. Their two kids, though, were picked up together, riding around in a car full of booze when they were not 21 a few years back. You may recall that.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. I knew gun control would be very important when I was choosing my attorney, Colonel General. You know the thing. So that's why I chose the best, Matlock Garland. Ooh. Hey, Hunter, can I eat these M&Ms?
I find that amusing, but I'm sure some people aren't going to find that all that amusing. And by the way, he was doing a lot of coughing and heavy breathing today on top of everything else. And when he was discussing breathing, he was having a problem himself. Cut four.
Kind of jobs that provide middle class life with a little bit of breathing room. A little bit of breathing room for American families. My dad used to say, being in middle class is just being able to take that extra breath. I mean, it's sincerely, think about all the people who can't take that breath.
You know, until he started talking like this on a fairly regular basis, I hadn't thought about iron lungs for 30, 40 years. But now I guess they call, is that what they call ventilators now? Iron lungs? Yeah, it probably is.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends, as long as it's between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on weekdays. The number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear lots more Chump Line messages, you can always listen to the extra Chump Line messages that we didn't use. We put them on in a podcast at around 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Chopped Chumps, we call it. Get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, reminding you that, just like COVID, the need for blood donations never takes a holiday. Right now, New England is facing an unprecedented shortage of all blood types, and the need has never been greater. Donating blood is what needs to be incentivized.
The Spouting Rock Beach Association has posted its dinner menu, which consists of clan chowder, anything blackened with a side of toasted wasp, cancel corn, and blue blood blueberry parfait.
I'm enjoying this story way too much. 310 says if F-15s are outlawed, only outlaws will have F-15s. That's why I did my Christmas shopping early today and bought Abrams tanks for all the girls. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn that microphone on for me. If you would, I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this. He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7 Liquid Concentrate. I use it for energy and my arthritis. For your first order, use code word Howie and save $10. Go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com, and use code word Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who's the most obnoxious St. Paul's School graduate in politics right now? Sheldon Whitehouse, who went on to Yale, John Forbes Kerry, who also went on to Yale, or Robert Mueller, who went on to Princeton?
I'm still giving the Lifetime Achievement Award to John Forbes' Live Shot Kerry.
A rousing 71% say John Kerry.
But if you were going for the most obnoxious St. Paul's School grad of the week, it would definitely be Sheldon Whitehouse. I'll fill you in a little on the latest developments. As you know, he was busted last weekend leaving Bailey's Beach Club in Newport, where he said he was going to resign first in 2006 and then in 2017, actually just transferred the membership to his equally waspy wife. And so he said yesterday that he belongs to a sailing club that lacks diversity. The sailing club is distinct from Bailey's Beach Club, an elite, I like that, elite, If you're a Democrat, it's elite. If it were a Republican, it would be a racist. Rhode Island organization that allegedly is predominantly white and to which he has been previously linked. And he gave a statement to the news media. "Well, I am not a member of the beach club. I do own a boat. And I belong to a sailing club in Newport. While this club does not have exclusionary rules for membership, it does lack diversity. Gilligan, get me a cocktail, please." I threw that in. "Failing to address the sailing club's lack of diversity is squarely on me and something for which I am sorry. I commit to working with the club and the community to build a more inclusive membership and to better connect with the local community." White House did not name the sailing club, but the Ida Lewis Yacht Club of Newport, Rhode Island, confirmed to Fox News that the senator is a member there.
"It's the only choice for somebody like me."
A Sheldon Whitehouse is listed as Commodore of the club from 1937 to 1940. It appears this may be his grandfather, Edwin Sheldon Whitehouse. Whitehouse, in his statement, said the family would remain a part of Bailey's. And by the way, he means Bailey's Beach Club, not Bailey's Irish Cream. He wouldn't have anything to do with Bailey's Irish Cream. "There have been calls for me to resign from the club, which I understand. However, I have no membership to resign, nor will I ask my wife or any other family members to do. The recent attention to this issue has prompted me to assess all my affiliations and to consider whether any involve inequitable or exclusionary policies." So, by the way, the Bailey's Beach Club said it is false to say it does not have any non-white members. It is not clear, however, that whether the racial and ethnic groups they claim are members include African Americans. So this now Whitehouse, remember, he's not only a senator, and he questions people like Brett Kavanaugh at Senate meetings. He's the chairman of a committee. He used to be the attorney general of the state of Rhode Island. He used to be the U.S. attorney for the state of Rhode Island. He's got all these Ivy League credentials. But he said he was caught off guard by this local reporter who asked him. And that's why he said it was a discriminatory club, even though he now claims it's not a discriminatory club. "I was attending an unrelated event and wasn't prepared for the question. At the time, I made the mistake of accepting her premise. I then checked the assertion and was assured that, first, the assertion was wrong." I mean, he just left the club. And he's saying, okay, of course it's all white. "And there is diversity in the membership, and there are non-white club members. And second, that improving diversity remains a priority and an active task for the club's new board." And again, this is the guy, this is a Wall Street Journal editorial. "The Rhode Island Democrat has claimed he wants civil rather than criminal prosecutions of those who disagree with him about global warming, as if bringing financial ruin on defendants accused of independent thought isn't bad enough." And he wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post in 2015, saying that tobacco companies were charged with what amounted to a racketeering enterprise in U.S. District Court in Washington in 2006, and he says, quote, "The parallels between what the tobacco industry did and what the fossil fuel industry is doing now are striking." So a sitting U.S. senator suggested that RICO laws should be applied to global warming skeptics, but now he says belonging to an exclusionary, i.e. racist club, he can't do anything about it because his wife belongs. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Again, I repeat that Sheldon Whitehouse and John Kerry went to the same college. They went to the same prep school. They're from the same Brahmin background ethnically. So remember when in the 2004 campaign, Kerry got busted for having all those SUVs while being for global warming? What did he say? What was his answer? I don't own those SUVs. My second wife's first husband's trust fund owns those SUVs. Now we have a variation on that. Thanks for pointing that out, Texter 508. Officer Mark, White House said he was caught off guard. Is he a victim of a setup by the same group that dimed out Nancy Pelosi at the hairdresser? Oh, man. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Let's see here. Oh, 207. Don't forget former Senator Rhode Island Senator Claiborne Pell. I used to love to hear him speak, especially as he got older. It was like sitting in the reading room of the Boston American back in the 70s and 80s and listening to the old Brahmins with their very distinctive speech patterns and vocabulary. I told you about him. It was raining, so he sent one of his guys out to get him a pair of rubbers to wear in the rain. And so the guy came back with some rubbers, and he said, these are some nice rubbers. Where did you get them? And the guy said, Tom McCann's. And Claiborne Pell said, well, the next time you see Tom, tell him thanks a lot. That's a true story. Okay, it's time now for one of our favorite times of the week. It's time for the Weekend Woke.
The Howie Carr Show now presents the Week in Woke.
Do you tire of remembering which pronouns to use? Do you find yourself trying to remember the correct acronym when addressing social issues? Are you struggling to find new and exciting ways to reduce your carbon footprint? Well, fear not, friends. The Week in Woke is here to help.
By the way, Taylor, Joe Biden is now in Raleigh.
Again, he's talking.
He's looking around. It looks like he's yelling. He wants people to get vaccinated.
I'm always worried when I come back to North Carolina and Michael's with me that the governor's going to take him back. But I need him. Look, folks, he's doing one heck of a job at EPA. And if you want to talk about health, think about the environment. Think about what's happened being done, what we're changing at EPA.
What's happened being done,
you
yes,
You want to
indeed.
Talk health, think about the environment.
Okay, we'll roll on some more of that. As I said earlier, as the show began today, ladies and gentlemen, the hits just keep on coming. Dun, 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 dun.
Listen, our president is smart. He said, the sun is hot. That was last week. He took his jacket off. He said, the sun is hot. I said, I couldn't agree more, Mr. President. The sun is hot. All right, it's time for the Week in Woke, where we educate Howie and all of our listeners on the latest woke stories. And we've got a long list of vocabulary changes that we need to go over from Brandeis University. But we're going to save that for last. First up, George Floyd's death inspired Marks and Spencer's latest launch of nude-colored bras. Now,
this is
course,
a new thing to me. I've never heard. I've heard of bras, obviously. I've heard of nudes and color. I've never heard of nude colored bras.
Yeah, flesh toned lingerie. You've never heard of that?
Flesh toned, but yeah. I mean, what is nude color?
It's called
mean?
Nude. It has the appearance that you're nude without being nude. I don't know what the purpose of that is.
I wouldn't be fooled. I would know a way to know whether there was a bra on or not. I think most people would.
Yeah, I think I would as well. But some people, they like to wear, you know, white blouses or whatever, and they don't want their undergarments to show all that much or stand out, so they opt for nude-colored bras and other lingerie. Well, George Floyd's death is now inspiring more inclusive underwear skin tones. In other words, nude isn't just synonymous with beige, but also tans and deep browns. A statement.
Will they be carried at the gift shop at the Bailey's Beach Club?
Don't think so.
Just asking for a friend.
A statement explains.
Somebody I went to prep school with.
That the retailer has been focused on redefining its neutrals underwear because previously the offer at M&S was inconsistent and inadequate for all ethnicities. What the team has now created in nude neutrals is a truly inclusive range. Five new shades named Opaline, Rich Amber, Rich Quartz, Rose Quartz, and topaz.
Why don't we have any poor quartz or poor opal?
That's economically challenged, or financially challenged, opal and quartz. In their press release, M&S were a little more specific about how the last year pushed them in this direction. Daily Mail reports that M&S said the range was partly inspired by the global conversation on racial inequality following the horrific death of Mr. Floyd. Our president said that George Floyd's death changed the world, and now it's changed lingerie forever. There you have it.
Okay.
A woke movie trailer comes out and competes for the most cringe thing in existence. This is a new movie put out by the Black Entertainment Channel, a network, and it's called Karen. And this has kind of been the, you know, modus operandi for the past few years in horror movie making. You take this seemingly insignificant part of society and you try to make it the most scary thing ever.
But I consider Karens traditionally white women.
And they are. In this movie, right. It is a white woman.
But well, wait, but it's made by a black company?
Yes.
I hate to quibble here, nitpick, but isn't that cultural appropriation?
No, the white woman is playing a white woman, a white Karen.
But it's a black company doing it.
So?
Well, I mean, didn't a couple of white women get into a big jam in the Pacific Northwest for opening a Mexican restaurant?
White women get in messes all the time.
Yeah, but white people are the only ones who can commit that yet another crime of cultural appropriation? Is that what you're telling me?
I don't see how it's cultural appropriation if it's a white woman playing the Karen.
Yeah, but the movie is done by blacks.
So?
I'm just telling you the rules as I understand them.
Here's the trailer for Karen, just a portion of the trailer.
Wait a minute. We have a white entitled neighbor named Karen.
Karen. Okay, enjoy yourself.
There she is, slaving away in the kitchen.
Oh no, she said slaving away in the kitchen. She used a colloquialism. She's racist.
Slaving, she would be banned from the Brandeis campus in Waltham, Massachusetts.
Run
would
for
she
your
not?
Lives.
Slave? I'm triggered, man.
You should be. So that's the movie Karen.
It reminds me of my ancestors washing dishes at Bailey's Beach Club.
Researchers find tree inequity for communities of color. This is out in Minneapolis.
I knew this was going to happen. Last week it was birds were racist. So
now
birds
their
are
homes.
Racist. Now
their homes are racist.
That's right. Why don't we redline those? Those trees are redlining blackbirds.
A new study from a Minneapolis think tank says, actually it's researchers from American Forest says, if you have fewer trees in your area, you're probably more economically encumbered.
We're talking about scenery here. We're talking about life and death infrastructure for our cities.
Jad Daly says not having the right amount of trees in neighborhoods is just as dangerous as not having stop signs or traffic lights. He calls it tree inequity because neighborhoods without them have greater health risk.
We're literally leaving people at risk of death for this lack of trees.
Coming soon to a theater near you, Alfred Hitchcock is back to present The Trees.
I bought my uncle's house on Great Diamond in Portland, Maine, Great Diamond Island, and it really bugged me there were no trees because it was at the top of the hill on the island. And I said, why didn't Uncle Dan have any trees up here? And they said, because he gets hit with storms. And he thought the trees were going to fall on the house. But obviously, that was just a poor excuse. It was a racist
It was a very poor excuse. All right, now to the story of the day. Brandeis University in Waltham has created an anti-violence resource called the Prevention Advocacy and Resource Center, which provides information
and advice. Run that name by me again. I like these kind of names.
The Prevention Advocacy and Resource Center, PARC.
What is it preventing?
Hurtful language. Duh.
Well, shouldn't it be more precise language? I mean, I hate to be Eurocentric about it, but...
What's so imprecise about that? Prevention, advocacy,
the prevention center. The prevention center, I mean, it could be for poison or they you don't know, drownings.
They don't want to paint themselves into a corner. They're pretty diverse, and you know, they can do all sorts of things.
They can prevent all kinds of diverse.
So they've put out these documents, and there are three columns. The first one says oppressive language. The next one says possible alternatives to that oppressive language, and the explanation as to why that language is oppressive. So, for example, they're trying to ban the words killing it, because if someone is doing well, we don't need to equate that to murder. Instead, why don't you say great job or awesome?
How about groovy?
Groovy is okay, I think. You cannot say rule of thumb.
How about funkadelic?
This expression comes from an old British law allowing men to beat their wives with sticks no wider than their thumbs. Mm-hmm. So instead of rule of thumb, just say general rule.
Plus, there are unfortunate people who have at some point lost their thumb. And you don't want to be, what is it? I'm looking for the right word for being a,
ableist.
I guess maybe ableist, but I was thinking to work thumb into it somehow, to become a thumophile by using a phrase like
to coin a term.
Yes.
Also under the oppressive language column, victim/survivor, disabled person, or wheelchair bound. Instead, say person who has experienced or person who has been impacted by. Instead of disabled person, say person with a disability. Instead of wheelchair bound, saying person who uses a wheelchair. More syllables.
I know, that's very, it would be hard to put that into a headline.
Instead of addict, say person with a substance use disorder. Or hunter.
How about junkie? Wino.
Homeless
person.
Rummy.
Instead of Tosspot.
Instead of homeless person. Person experiencing housing insecurity.
I prefer free range American.
Bum. Vagrant.
Yeah.
Hobo.
Mm-hmm. Gabby Hayes lookalike.
Prostitute is no longer the accepted vernacular.
Hunter Biden's date for the weekend.
Could be that.
Yana. It's
very similar. Person who engages in sex work.
Sex worker. I've seen that a lot.
Here's one I agree with. Instead of saying, they have it labeled as oppressive
language. By the way,
what
do you say? When you're at the Brandeis campus, how often are you talking about hookers? One would think
that.
What
are you implying?
Well, I'm just saying, I don't think it's a word in common usage, is it, on the Brandeis campus?
We're having a conversation right now. We talk about hookers almost once a week if there's a Hunter Biden story.
Right. Well, this week daily, I guess. Yeah.
This one I agree with. Under oppressive language says African American. Instead, just say black. But they do note it's with a capital B because not all black people are from Africa and or America. That makes sense.
But why is it capitalized? I don't understand why it's capitalized and white in many places is not capitalized. I don't think either of them should be capitalized. How about nuts?
No, nuts is off limits.
How about fruitcake?
That's also off limits. That's been off limits for a while, I think. You can't say walk-in, say drop-in instead, because not everybody can walk.
So you can't be, you know, this the first gay in the NFL, you know, he you know what he was at Penn State, right? He was a walk-on.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have a scholarship, so he's not a walk-on anymore?
I don't know, but you also shouldn't say people of color. You should say BIPOC. That stands for Black, Indigenous, and People of Color. This term intentionally names black, and if you're talking about a specific racial group, name the group you're talking about.
You know, by the way, speaking of that gay guy who came out the place for the Raiders, he's a defensive end. He was like the toast of the town 48 hours ago, right? He was his jersey was the number one seller on the NFL website.
But then
somebody did a little research, and checked out his voter registration form. He's a Republican. So he went from the penthouse to the outhouse in a matter of seconds.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
They haven't confirmed it, but 95 or 98% of registered Republicans voted for Donald Trump. So this guy can't be a hero.
All right, Howie, that's the Week in Woke.
All right. Thank you, Taylor. I appreciate it. I'm back in New England, and of course, one of the first appointments I had was at Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. I love Florida, but when it comes to my teeth, I wait to come home to the best, Dr. Bruce Houghton. I've said it before, Dr. Houghton is a veneer engineer and a world-class dental artist. I'm not into all these new protocols since the virus, but I have enjoyed a lot of the new procedures that Perfect Smiles has put in place. Many of these new devices put you in a state of total relaxation when you're getting work done on your teeth. It's actually, you can actually relax as your mouth is being worked on, not like the old days. It's amazing, but it's true. Perfect Smiles has made it easier than ever to go to the dentist. If you put off your dental care for the last year, don't wait any longer. So much of your overall health is connected to dental care. If you have problems with your teeth or gum, you're not going to be happy. The longer you wait, the more expensive and the more painful it's going to be. Get it done now. Perfect Smiles can do anything for you. From complete reconstructive work to veneers, Perfect Smiles does it all. Getting to Perfect Smiles is easy. They have free parking and plentiful parking. It's located right off the main highway in Nashua, New Hampshire. I always know I'm in great hands at Perfect Smiles, and that's why I book my appointments way out. Give them a call today at 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. You can also see my before and after video at perfectsmiles.com. Call them today, and don't forget to let them know Howie sent you. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it.
Either I'm dead right or I'm crazy.
You wouldn't care to put that to a vote, would you, Senator?
The Howie Carr Show.
Our North Carolina listeners are telling us on the text line that there's some more gold from Hunter's dad down in Raleigh. We'll be trying to pull some as we go through the rest of the show. You know, somebody points out too that if you can't say walk in anymore and you can't say walk on, obviously. What about when you hit a home run to win the game and in the bottom of the ninth or the extra innings? You know what that's usually called is a walk-off home run.
What if the pitcher throws four balls? That's a walk.
You know what? That's true too. What do you call these things now? And someone else wants to know, well, if you can't say walk.
You can't say run.
You can't say run.
Home run.
And at home, saying home, I mean, that's disrespectful to the free-range Americans who don't have a home. And what about drive-through? Not everybody has a driver's license, you know? I mean, look at the people we're trying to protect by, making it easier to cheat in elections.
I always wondered
people who don't have driver's licenses.
I always wondered why drive-up ATMs had Braille. You ever notice that?
You're right. I hadn't, this isn't. But that's obviously they're very woke to be doing something like that. Somebody says, you know, Secretary Kerry and St. Paul's Yale grad, he was swift boated. Senator Whitehouse was sail boated. Not bad. Not bad. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.